Welcome to Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. There are a number of false gospels that have been circulated throughout the church age, and today it's untelling what system of salvation are being preached. Today our question comes from one of our listeners who asks, could someone other than Jesus have died on the cross for our sins? Josh?
No. That's the simple answer. I know I'll go a little bit further with it, but if somebody was to ask me that to my face, I would say no. Could somebody other than Jesus have died on the cross for our sins? No. And for two, I guess, main reasons. There's many reasons that he's the only one that could die on the cross for our sins. Number one, he's the only God-man. Nobody else is the God-man. He is truly God and truly man. So he is the God-man. And only the God-man could die for our sins. And in being the God-man, he was the perfect man. And he's the only perfect man who ever lived. We know throughout scriptures that he was born of the Virgin Mary, but of his Father in heaven as well. So he was born without a sin nature. So no sin depravity, no sin nature in him. And then he lived a life from that day, from the day he was born until the day he died, without sin. And it's all kinds of evidences of that. It took a sinless man to die for us, and he was a sinless man. Even his brothers, those closest to him, would attest to it in scriptures that this man had no sin, no fault in him. Pilate, as he was putting him on trial at the end of his life, going to put him on the cross, said, I find no fault in this man. And that was after multiple investigations where they went through searching for anybody and everybody that could find sin in him, and nobody could find anything that he had done wrong. And then the Father attested in his baptism as he you hear the voice out of heaven, the Spirit falls like a dove, and the voice says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And on the mountain, the Father said the same thing, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. So there's no sin in him. So in order for him to die on the cross for us, he had to be God and he had to be sinless. Now you find me anybody else that's ever existed or will exist that is both God, man, and sinless, and then that person can die on the cross for us. But because there are no other people like that, then he is the only one that can die on the cross for our sins, the only one that was buried, the only one that was risen again. Timothy says he's the only mediator between God and man. It's the man Christ Jesus. Muhammad couldn't do that. Buddha couldn't do that. Krishna couldn't do that. Mary Eddie Baker couldn't do that. Joseph Smith couldn't do that. Only Jesus could die on the cross for our sins. So simple answer, no, nobody else.
Wow. Thank you, Josh. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westmbsg.org. Leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @WestEnd Baptist Church.